of celebs who will be having a very bad day today because they have both become the victims of revenge porn. Now, we all know revenge porn is an actual thing now. It's been legislated that you cannot share explicit photos or videos of an ex, or anyone for that matter. You can be prosecuted and you can end up in jail. So the two in question are, and this was an interesting one, Fev, you noticed it too yesterday, Mel B, broken up from her husband and father of her daughter, Stephen Belafonte. You've met him. See, I met Byron a few times. He liked to be called Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan.
Stefan, yeah.
Makes sense, Belafonte.
But it is spelled Stephen.
Sounds good.
Stefan, anyway, so his brother, in an interview a couple of days ago, came out and said or claimed that Stefan and Mel B had an open and loose relationship. Now, what Stefan did yesterday is uploaded to Instagram a photo. Now, the photo is of two women's legs, and they're entwined. And there's a man's hand who's cupping both of their thighs, and his mouth is...
on Mel's knee.
No, well above the knee.
Yeah. Didn't want to say too much.
I know you didn't, but what I'm trying to say is it's a very explicit photo, and he's written next to it, "Ooh, is that my mouth? And is that Mel B's engagement ring?" So he's trying to prove, what he's suggesting is, that's me and Mel B with another woman clearly in an interesting situation. Now, Mel B would have to be going, why? Are you kidding? Did you have to put that up like that? He's clearly outing the fact that they have had some fun with other women.
50 shades of woo-hoo-hey.
Now, another celebrity who
Save
opened...
that stuff for tonight, bro.
I wish I could.
Another celebrity who opened up to me, Dr. Phil in a one-on-one yesterday was Misha Barton. And I didn't realise this because she's had some problems of late. But Misha Barton is at the moment, there is a very explicit video of her having relations with a man. Okay. And it's been touted around the Silicon... No, it's not Silicon Valley. Where's Porn Valley? Where is the Porn Valley?
Oh, that's an unfortunate phrase just in general.
That's just in the valley in LA. They just call
it's
it the valley.
Canberra.
They call
it's somewhere, isn't it?
It's not Fishwick.
Anyway, it's been sold, or they're suggesting, for $500,000. Now, no one's bought it yet. She opened up about it yesterday and said, "This is a really painful situation, and my absolute worst fear was realised when I learned that someone I loved and trusted was filming my most intimate and private moments without my consent with hidden cameras." And her big thing was that she loved this person. And that must be so... I mean, unfortunately, I don't know if anyone in this room has ever been affected by it, but it is happening more and more with the onset of social media and the ability... phones. I mean, phones can surreptitiously record and video you without your knowledge.
We all blame the trailblazer of this is Kimmy K. Well, didn't work out well for her, did it?
Or Pammy and Tommy Lee. That's where it all began, wasn't it?
That's VHS. That's classic.
VHS. My kids wouldn't even know what that was.
Yeah, that's so true. But geez, a hidden camera. That guy's impressive. How do you hide a camera when you're nude?
In a teddy bear.
In a cupboard.
Seen some movies.
In the
closet.
Yeah,
just planted it in the room. It's a serious thing.
Is Dr. Phil actually a doctor?
Yes, he is.
Are you sure?
100%.
Okay. I read something that he wasn't.
No, he is definitely a psychologist and would have many credentials to his name.
Best to check, though. Good stuff.
Yeah, no, really good. Very good to know. Check that.
No,
but 131060, have you been a victim of revenge porn? It's happening more and more. Magistrates are dealing with it constantly because what's happening is, and we all know this, when a relationship breaks, it's all great when it's happy, but when it breaks up, it can get very ugly.
Yep.
And people have photos and videos in their phones that they go, "Oh, how would you like your family to see this photo of you?"
It's a big topic. We can change your name, and obviously we have the voice disguiser as well. So 131060 is the number.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, Misha Barton's going through hell at the moment because one of her ex-boyfriends is trying to sell a video of her in an intimate environment with him, having what a loving couple do in their own time. And they're in a relationship and now he is trying to flog that for $500,000. So she's dreading the day that somebody buys that and then it's posted on the internet. But this happens, and we just saw Mel B overnight, her ex, and they've only been broken up a few weeks by the looks of things. He's uploaded a photo to Instagram that's clearly Mel, because you can see her engagement ring. No faces, but just two women's legs intimately entwined and his mouth in an interesting position. Oh. So it's just clearly three people having a moment together.
Hey, I'm just going to use this platform to say I got a mortgage to pay. So if anyone wants me to do it for half a mil,
okay,
I'll put my hand up.
This is more when people don't want to do it, but definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, revenge porn, it is actually a thing, and it's happening more and more. And the shame is, and we are now in a world where we've got teenagers with phones and the ability to post on social media whatever they want at any time of day. And it's dangerous. It's so dangerous. But 131060, we've said if anybody out there has been a victim of revenge porn, we've asked to share your story. And maybe this will deter other people from getting themselves in these situations. Kelly from Reservoir. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly, have you gone through this where something very personal was shared around?
Yes. Well, not too long ago, a couple of months ago, actually, my best friend and I decided to do something silly, and we took some photos that looked sexual, but there weren't anything of it. And she uploaded it to Snapchat onto a page called BGA. And so anyone can access that, and it usually only stays up for 10 seconds. But in that time, my partner's best friend had seen it and screenshot it, then sent that photo to my partner, and his first reaction was to upload it to Facebook so my family could see it.
Oh, no.
So, Kelly, you're just mucking around with a friend. You don't expect something to be shared. I think everybody should know, never fall for the old Snapchat. Don't worry, it disappears in 10
seconds.
Yeah,
I know.
You poor thing, Kel. But
mind you, my best friend was a girl, so...
Yeah, so you weren't expecting
it. It wasn't like I was with another man or... No, didn't expect it at all.
But I think it's just important, no matter what. And often these things can happen. You're having a big night with your friends. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. You go, oh, who cares? No one's ever going to see this.
Radio convention or anything.
And the next minute, what? What's a radio convention?
Nothing, just, you know, you're in Russia. And there's any different scenarios.
So you said, Cal, it was your boyfriend that did it.
No.
Yeah.
So you're still... Is that your ex-boyfriend now, or...?
No, we're still together. I just needed to explain to him and to make him believe me that, you know, there was nothing
friend.
Of it.
I thought his friend screenshot it.
Yeah, his friend screenshot it and then sent it to my partner.
And he put it up on Facebook.
And then my partner uploaded it to my Facebook so that my whole family could see it.
Oh, and you've got through that. Well done. Jeez.
Yeah. How were your family, Kelly?
Well, my family were pretty lenient. They said, you know, what happens between you two stays between you two. You're adults now. We're not going to get involved. His family on the other side weren't very convinced.
Yeah, it's interesting that he did that. And then it's his family who were the ones that aren't happy about it. But you know what, Kel, great lesson there. You probably learnt that young enough to realise that just keep things off cameras and videos and...
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, good. Thank you for sharing that, Kel.
All right, now I'm just setting up the voice disguiser for this next call, guys. So this will be an anonymous one. Hopefully the voice disguiser is in good form.
Okay, well, we've got Sarah there from Brunswick. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Definitely not on. Definitely not
we'll
the
come
voice
back
disguiser.
And fix it. It's not a real name or suburb.
And possibly the clearest line we've ever heard.
Beautiful crystal clear line. Come back to her call after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, Misha Barton, she is a big Hollywood star and she's going through this horrible situation at the moment where she was in love with her ex-boyfriend and he's trying to sell a sex tape for $500,000. And she's in this, that interim period at the moment, this living hell where she knows that someone's going to buy it and then it's going to be published. How awful that is and how, I mean... It can be debilitating, that stress. And the problem is with the proliferation of social media and phones and the ability to record things, this happens more and more. Now, we've got Sarah from Brunswick. Now, we do have the voice disguiser working. We're just going to check again. Are you there, Sarah?
Do I sound like me?
Yeah, no, perfect. You
That's
don't.
Better.
You
Much
sound
better.
Like a man, Sarah. So the voice disguiser is working.
Great.
Now, Sarah, share your story about being the victim of revenge porn.
So I was in a relationship for 6 years and discovered a video of us that had been taken through spy cameras set up in my partner's bedroom.
When you say discovered it, Sarah, how did you find out about it?
So we were watching a movie the night before, streaming it from his laptop, and fell asleep halfway through. The next morning I went to put the movie on, thinking it was a movie that we were watching, just pushed play, and obviously it was a different video player, and up it came.
So Much, Sarah, my he's, shock. Your, he's, your par- he's your boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and you're with him. What's that, are you still with him, and what was that not, conversation?
No, I'm not with him. Still to this day, I don't think there could ever be a valid reason as to why someone would actually do that when you're with
knowledge.
Them. Exactly. When I approached him, it took a little while for me to approach him and obviously digest what had happened. Obviously, you trust this person and it's the last thing that you would expect. And he basically couldn't give me an answer.
Did he delete it, Sarah? Did you witness it?
Well, I requested that he delete it. I was, going through the whole, how do I tell, my family knew this guy, how do I tell them what the reason is that we're not together now? That was also something else that you had to deal with. Complete paranoia about technology after that, so much so that it just affects your everyday life.
Of course.
And you don't know who to turn to.
No, it's hard for you to trust again.
That's the filter, isn't it? Like, you're in a moment or something happens, having some fun or whatever. The filter is, because you're not in that moment thinking about family ever seeing something or things being shared on Facebook. I mean, it's mad where it can end up.
I think your intimate personal life with your partner is so intimate that the minute it does go into a different sphere, whether it's your family, your friends, the public, it can really, really damage you and mess you up.
Yeah, thanks for your calls on that, guys. After the 7:30 news, it's an exclusive for this show. I mean, we are on a serious tact here. We're interviewing the Montague Street Bridge, which has been hit. So we will get to that shortly.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, well, to continue with Nikki's news, at around 11 a.m. yesterday morning, despite the news stories and despite the warnings continually, Melbourne, it did happen again, and despite the gantries that have been built either side to warn traffic of the height of the underpass, the Montague Street Bridge has been hit yet again. And as always, we have exclusive contact with the bridge. Montague Street Bridge, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys, who has two bridge supports and is in the news again? This guy! Ed Sheeran would be happy if he's had as many hits as me in the last year.
So, Monty, is everything okay?
Oh, it's better than okay, Fifi. All the other bridges said I was getting arrogant. They said I'd never get in the news again. The Story Bridge in Brisbane was particularly full on at the meetings. Who's laughing now? I'm in the news, and what do you up to, Story Bridge? The only story you've got is Brisbane is boring. Monty!
Well, I guess if you're okay, Monty, I mean, how is the truck that crashed into you?
No idea. But that's not why I'm on here, Fifi.
Oh, it's not?
No. I'm here to step out of my comfort zone because, you see, my profile's never been higher, even though it feels like my clearance height has never been lower. So I think it's time to start dating some A-listers.
Really? Montague Street Bridge, really?
Bridge.
Please, call me Monty. Hey, Fifi, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Well, every A-lister needs a strong partner by their side, someone who looks good on the camera. Don't suppose you want to bridge the gap? See if anything comes of it?
Well, look, Monty, I'm flattered, but, I mean, wouldn't it be more appropriate, isn't there a bridge you could date?
Oh, what are you, sick in the head? We're all bridges, same last names, we're related, Fifi. Incest means things turn out badly. Like, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but, like, St Kilda Bridge and the Westgate did hook up years ago, and they had a kid, and it wasn't right.
Really?
Yeah, the kid was fed square. That kid is a wrong'un. God, get some right angles. That is a weird-looking thing. So is that a no, Fifi?
Yeah, thank you, but definitely no.
Oh, all right, back to Tinder. It's pretty hard when you got no hands. Can't even swipe the thing.
Okay, that got really weird with the Montague Street Bridge this morning.
It'd be a good ride, though,
to get hit
over the
on
bridge.
By the Montague Street Bridge.
Oh, things hung up.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It's great having friends, but if there's anyone out there listening and they don't have a lot of friends, don't worry. Honestly, it can sometimes be a good thing too.
What have you started? No, what do we all look at Byron for?
No, I'm just saying, no, because having friends can be expensive.
Now, so I had dinner with a friend last night, actually.
Can I talk you through
Kenny
here's my predicament at the moment? One of my girlfriends is getting married because the thing is, the more friends you have, the more weddings you have to go to.
Oh, you don't want to buy her a present?
No, happy to buy her a present.
Oh, okay.
No, happy to. But this is here. How's this? Because the thing is, when you get married, and I've never been married, but I understand that for you, that is the pinnacle. It'll be such a defining moment in your life. So for you, the whole world is about your wedding. But as someone on the periphery, a friend, you've got about 20 weddings you're going to go to over your lifetime, all your good friends.
True.
So for you, it's another wedding. So here's the thing. Girlfriend of mine, getting married, planned her hen's night. I was going to lie. I hate hens nights. I just hate them.
I love Bucks
always
parties.
Always have. Always
Bucks
have.
Bucks parties are the best.
No, I'm not a fan. I'm just calling up. Not a fan. I'm not into penis straws. I'm not into painting a nude man. I'm not into going to strip shows. All the things I'm made to do at a hen's night, I'm not into it.
If you did get married, I would love to see your hen's night. Who's up for a group nap? Who's on the couch?
The last one I went to, and it's proof of how much I love Sonda, was Sonda's hen's night, and I watched her get handled inappropriately by a stripper. I remember going, this isn't
and
right.
And Sonda loved it.
Anyway, how's this? Girlfriend of mine, let me run it by
look
you.
Look at that grin on her
She's
face.
She's got a hen's night planned. It will cost me, I'll take you through it, Book of Mormon, so we all go to see Book of Mormon, and that's great.
Oh, hen's night. That's
good. Yeah, yeah, it's great, Dave. $250 for a ticket, which is fine, but I'm already going, so I've already bought a ticket to go another night with somebody else. So who? You know who. So we're going to see Book of Mormon. So now I've got to go to Book of Mormon again. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
It's ridiculous.
But already it's like, but what about for people who've already been? But anyway, whack, $250.
Imagine for those actors too, you got the flashing lights on the on a veil. Like, oh man, I'm trying to act. What
are you, a night's accommodation in the city, which is great.
Hang on, Fee.
Can I take you through this?
Yes,
Yeah.
There's 3 days that are the most important days in your life.
Yes.
Birth of your children.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
Your Bucks party. Never forget it.
Okay.
And your wedding.
Yes.
But it's not about the people coming. It's about the person that's
having
it. I
know, but can I talk you? Can I keep going? So Book of Mormon, night's accommodation, winery tour.
Oh, that's great.
Winery tour and then, so that's it. So all up is going to be $800, which I don't mind. But then when you think about it, so then you've got, I've already bought the engagement present and then there'll be the wedding present. Suddenly you drop in like $1,500. On a wedding. It's just, I just find that's interesting. I don't know. I think it's an interesting bridal request.
Well, the wedding I got today, we went on his Bucks party to Sydney. Flights, accommodation, plus what you spend there. Everyone would have dropped too.
Oh.
And best weekend ever.
Did you see the Insta
post? You love a Bucks party though. I'm not You're a massive not fan it. Of a hen's night. So when you drop in nearly a grand on a hen's night, you go, couldn't we have just gone out to a pub and had a few drinks and put on the wacky veil and, as you said, have the neon lights and
penis straws.
Yeah, you know what? I miss penis straws right now.
They're cheaper option.
I've got to go to Book of Mormon twice, which, don't get me wrong again, I'm looking forward to it. But it's like, I don't really want to pay another. Okay, yep, fine.
Hey, sorry to derail this. Cheers, the audio guy. Could you just isolate that last sentence just about the penis straws? Carry on. What were you saying?
I just wanted to talk about, has anyone out there been in this situation, the sort of outrageous bridal requests? Like, you love your friend, but you sort of, you know, think about, can everyone in this social group drop a grand for that weekend?
It is outrageous. I mean, Feb over here obviously is supporting it all. I think most listening to you would say that is,
it's
utterly
a lot of money to drop on a hen's night when you're going to, you know, I don't know.
Outrageous.
Boxy, I dig it. I'm actually, because the last Bucks party I went to, mate just gave you optional extras through the day. He goes, you can pull out there, you can pull out there. So you could drop what you wanted and then just cut and run.
So if you don't want to go to Book of Mormon for the second time, why don't you meet us at the pub later? Or if you don't want to stay in the accommodation, don't worry about that. But this is like a set fee. Everyone's got to pay it or you don't get to hang out with one of your mates.
But if you ever get married and you have a hen's party, will you expect people to do what you wanted to do?
You missed the very top of this, didn't you?
Yeah, you said.
I hate hen's parties.
You're going to have one. I'm not having one.
I'm
going to be there and we're going to have a party. We're going to have a party.
All right. We're going to come back to your calls 13 10 60 on the Fox of Fifi.
Devil be the stripper.
Dave, Fev, and Byron.
No, it's not a fatogram.
Fifi, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
Interesting predicament, and I'm not sure if anyone else has been there, but you end up spending so much money on other people's weddings. And when you've got friends and you're constantly going to weddings, it becomes wow, particularly when a hen's night, and the hen's night I have been invited to, which I'm really looking forward to. But I am, in as much as because I really, really love my friend. But so Book of Mormon ticket, $250, and I'm already going to Book of Mormon, so I've already spent $250 on a ticket. So
that's
now I'm going twice. $300 for accommodation for a big night in the city, $150 for a winery tour, and what about, I've got 80 there. I don't know what that bit was. Anyway, it's all coming to
that's $950 so far.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's a very expensive hen's night for somebody, and I will reiterate this, I hate hen's nights. So it's you know, nearly a grand on hands night.
And I reckon we're very similar in it as well. Do you get the presents at the last minute? You go to the gift registry and it's either a box of matches yeah. or a queen size bed.
I know.
You're like,
I know.
Oh, I can't get the matches because you're the last person to buy off it.
Yeah, you're sort of, you know, the wedding presents are given, but they're hens nights for $1,000. It's just, it's interesting. 13, 10, 60.
Why don't you go down to the cast, put $1,000 on black, win it for free hens night?
Gamble responsibly.
No. Rebecca in South Morang. Hey, Beck.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Beck. Beck, have you had a friend who's had sort of outrageous bridal requests or big hens night?
Well, I had a hens night and she's my good friend. I was a bridesmaid. And this bride is extremely wealthy mm-hmm. and all the bridesmaids were very wealthy too. And I was the only one that was a student at the time. And we organised lots and lots of different things and her partner got taken to Bali. So she had all this hot, like, you know, expected a lot for it. And so we're all really nervous and yeah. we got massages. And then after it, we went to this expensive dinner. We got a show at Crown. We stayed at the Hilton. I ended up spending close to $900.
Whoa.
And I didn't want, yeah, and I didn't want to be the only bridesmaid that didn't, you know, get involved with everything. And
I know you're sort all, of, you particularly as a bridesmaid, you are beholden. You can't say no.
No, you're stuck.
But for a student, Beck, $900 is a bit
and
much.
And she kept saying, oh, guys, I know you're going to do something amazing for me. I know you guys won't let me down. And I was like, whoa. Oh,
nah.
Seriously.
It was intense.
That's I know. Ridiculous. I am back with those penis drawers and painting guys in the nude. No, but it's true. I used to hate that. But now I think that's just, that's, you know, $100, $200 a night, that's more reasonable than a
$1,000. Let's go back to those good old days.
It's like when you're in a wedding, you're in the wedding party, and then you go away for the buck for his party. You spend, drop $1,000, $2,000.
Whoa.
But then they make you buy your suit.
And well, that's it. Then you're buying
no,
a dress.
No, you buy your own. You buy the suit. You want me in your wedding?
Oh.
Tight ass.
Liz from South Morang. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Liz, what's your experience?
I was a bridesmaid as well, but our beautiful bride kept having all these high demands and no one wanted to get involved. So it ended up being me forking out the money and asking for people to give it back. And it just didn't eventuate. We ended up going away for the weekend, had a winery tour as well, and it ended up costing me about $5,000.
Oh,
I hate that. Just pay the money.
Yeah, I know. And asking for money back, I ended up getting about $1,500. So all in all, just the hens weekend cost me about $3,000.
That's so annoying.
And
what's
I had to sleep on the floor.
What was that last bit, Liz?
I ended up sleeping on the floor because the bride gave my bed to someone else.
Brutal.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, just for something different.
No, because I love you.
Pick away.
No. It's I'm becoming you. I'm morphing into you. And I didn't realise I was.
That's gross, isn't it?
It's gross.
Little Fev. It'd be mini like mini-me.
No, because when you spend a lot of time with somebody, you can start to mimic them and not realise you're mimicking them. And I've started saying something. You know how often you joke that I'll teach you a word that you throw into your conversations, like litigious?
Yes, things that I don't understand.
Yeah, but as a compliment to you, I'm now using one of your sayings.
Oh, what
and
is
I,
it?
But I didn't know it was you at first. The other day I said it three times in a conversation and I heard it and I went, why do you keep saying that? And I was trying to figure out where it came from and then I heard you say it this morning and I went, it's you! Fev, I'm constantly saying, okay, I'll give you an example. I will say, I'm going to go home and have a sleep this afternoon 100%.
100%.
100%.
Yes.
100%. Fev, I'm using 100% in nearly every conversation.
100%.
I want to stop saying 100%.
Yeah, he got that from me.
Did he?
I know where Fev uses 100%. It's normally if we think he might be lying.
When I'm right.
He looks at us, and goes, no, I'm serious. 100%.
And it never is. It never is.
Yeah, I'll find myself in a conversation and whoever it is, Mum, Stephen, whatever, and I'm going, yeah, no, do that. 100%. That'll work. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like 100%. I didn't say 100. Yeah. Anyway, I'm now trying to stop myself because I'm using it too often. Not because I don't want to sound
start
like
off, you. You got to detox off it. So just say, start saying 50%, and then work your way down to 0%.
I think that'd be apt for you, Boxy.
25%.
Yeah, no, but sometimes because a few years ago this happened again. It was Mum picked me up on it. I was using actually a lot. Like I'd start almost every sentence with Actually. And then I went, okay, when you're aware of something, and 131060, if anyone's going through this too, having to detox themselves off a word, share what the word is.
Yeah. My son, 8-year-old Zephyr, who lives in LA with his mum, he went through a phase where he was saying like, you know, like obviously it's an American thing, like. He was saying like about every third word. And it's like, well, you know, we're putting you in a pretty expensive school, dude. You need to stop saying like. You sound like, I don't know, a character off the OC.
My word. Maybe you've got to stop talking about money, mate. Everything boils down to it.
My word was always, and Alex always picked me up on it. And then when I used to get interviewed for footy, I'd get really nervous and I always say, so obviously, obviously we played well and, you know, obviously I just kept saying it all the time. And she said, I reckon you said obviously 10 times in that and I was only on for 30 seconds.
I know.
Oh, 100.
100%.
100%.
You want to shorten it? We saw 100.
100.
Are you going down to a wedding today? 100.
Start saying that.
I don't want to 100%. Do that.
131060 is the number.
I want to try to eliminate it. 131060. Words. What words are you trying to stop yourself saying right now? Hey, what words are you overusing?
It's Jaffel's Friday. 100.
100. No, well, no, he's ordered 100 Jaffels.
Actually, we collected a series of Thief's 100%.
Is Dr. Phil actually a doctor?
Yes, he is.
Are you sure?
100%.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I have been using in most conversations the term 100% and 100. I learnt it from my very good friend Brendan Favola. But it's so out of character for me. Like it's not. And I was in the car the other day. I dropped it three times in a conversation and I went, where is that coming from?
Because, I loved you. You just said dropped it too.
Oh, you probably That's say that one. Too. Yeah, see, I'm starting to mimic you. But yeah, 100%. Anyway, I've got to pull back on it because I'm overusing it. And this can happen in life. You become dependent on a word or a term and you try to detox yourself. Now, we've got another Brendan in Cranbourne. Hi, Brendan.
How you going?
Brendan, are you needing to detox yourself from a word?
Yeah, too easy.
Too easy.
It's too easy
Hundo,
to say.
Hundo, yeah.
I'm a carpenter by trade, so when boss comes up to me and asks me to do something, it's too easy. No worries.
Yeah, I know. Like and then when you start, Brendan, you start hearing yourself saying it and kick yourself. Well, stop it.
And then you say it in the next sentence.
I know. Yeah. That's a good one. That's too easy.
Thanks for your call, Brendan. We really appreciate it.
No worries, mate.
I thought he was going to say too easy.
That was his chance.
That's his other catch cry.
Stephanie in Camberwell. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, Steph. What word do you need to detox yourself from?
Oh, it's awful. I literally say literally in every sentence.
Literally.
I say.
Yeah.
Yes. Literally.
It's very
and
California.
I heard you say it before, Fifi. Like, you said literally. And then it's just like every time I say it now, it happens every single sentence and everyone picks up on it now. It's awful.
Isn't it funny, Steph? Because even when you said I said it, I have no memory of saying it.
And yeah,
no
one knows.
Say that all the time.
Or? Literally.
But everything is literal. So there's no need to say literally.
Yeah. No, some things are hypothetical.
Okay,
but 100%.
It does make you wonder, since that statement, how much lying have you been doing leading up to this point?
It's too easy, isn't it?
The ex-boss of ours that used to say, before he would start a conversation, can I just be honest with you for a minute?
It's yeah.
Like, well, what
have you been doing the last time we had a conversation with you?
That's the equivalent of, I'm not racist, but, oh, here we go.
Alicia and Epping. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Alicia, what are you saying that you probably need to have a little detox from?
Legit. Like, I can't stop saying the word legit. I'll be at uni and I'll come out of a lecture. I'll be like, that was legit the worst lecture I've ever been to or like something like that. And it's nearly in every sentence. That's the point where my friends are like, you need to stop.
Can you stop, Alicia? Do you reckon you can get through the day without saying legit?
I actually don't think I can. Like, it comes out. Seriously, this is the hardest conversation I've had because now I'm being so conchy on not saying the word.
Conchy!
Conchy! The best.
Conchy! Mate,
yeah, he's on Sunrise. Don't mention
that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good stuff. Now, thanks for your call.
I'm going to start using conchy.
Conchy, as legit.
I'm so conchy of that.
Thanks, Alicia. There was one other one because you mentioned the 100% that you can't stop saying, Fief.
Yeah.
I know Dave and I, like, and obviously since Fev's joined the team, but it goes back a couple of years now, we have a little observation of something you say when we introduce any guest.
What is it? What a treat.
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 What an absolute treat.
What a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat. You've just recycled some of them. I haven't said that often.
Very different.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories.
Stories from the Fevolution.
Oh, yeah. The iconic song. Bigger than anything Ashanti ever put out. It's time for a story of the Fevolution.
100%. We're just talking before, Fief, in the last segment about things that I say that sometimes you can't believe me anymore, but this is probably from where it started. Back in prep.
Oh, I love this.
Back in prep. This is going back to the day.
What school?
Narre Warren Station Primary. It's not there anymore. But anyway, it's what happens when you live out in a rural area and now it's become a city.
Yeah.
Not the story. Went there in prep. And we used to have these assemblies like once a month or, you know, once every 2 months where you have to write a letter in class. And you're writing letters to the Care Bears that live up in the clouds.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. So you write down your feelings, what you want to be when you're older,
yeah.
All those sorts. What do you want to do, like a job or anything like that. So you write it all down, and then you put it in a balloon. The teachers would put in a balloon, and they blow it up into helium, and then you'd all sit together, and then you count down from three, and you let it off, and you watch the balloons fly into the sky.
That's nice.
That's a really sweet thing to do.
A week or two later, you'd get a letter back from the Care Bear. And they'd write back all this stuff that you've written down on your piece of paper. And you're like, no one else saw that piece of paper. So they'd have to be real because how would they know?
And hang on, so the teachers.
No, the teachers don't see it. No,
hang on a second. That's a cynical way to look at it. The Care Bears have responded.
No,
but then once I got to grade six, I learned that they'd fall in the people's backyards around the area and then they'd write back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So the families would write back to you and they'd address it from the Care Bears. So I'd always write.
Did you put your address on the envelope?
No, they sent it back to the school.
So how did they know it was from the school?
Because that's what you write in your thing. I'm from Narre Warren Station Primary.
Okay, my name's Brent Favola. That makes sense, because otherwise it's just some balloon in your backyard.
Yeah, I want to be a footballer when I'm older, blah, blah.
Oh, so sometimes
they didn't get picked up because obviously they'd fly too far away, but sometimes you'd get some back. And I'd be like, oh my God, the Care Bears have written back. The Care Bears have written back. But then when I was in grade six, I was like, Care Bears aren't real.
Oh, no.
So I was really flat.
Oh, I bet you it. No, you know what? You need to always be a believer. Rainbow Bear. What are the other ones?
Well, there is a TV show, but I was just thinking to myself, what a beautiful thing. The innocence of when you're so young and you believe anything. And the joy that I got when I got my letter back from a Care Bear.
I love that.
Mate, were you just surprised too? The Care Bears kept saying, hey, follow your dreams, but stop kicking your foot into our backyard.
Stop smashing my windows.
From the people down at number 57.
You little turd. That's a story. The stories of the Fevolution. No, they're
heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution. Did that happen in other Victorian primary schools, or was that quite unique?
All the kids in the car, just believe the Care Bears sometimes might be up there.
You just told them that they weren't.
Yeah.
Well,
no, Care Bears aren't happy. They're finding Pokemon, okay? It's a different thing. Okay,
bloody Pokemon. Didn't that fall on its bum?
Yeah.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Really, is this a free service we offer you? You call 13 10 60. Tell us a story and that's where we start to help you out a little bit. Hey guys, I've got an amazing story for you.
Yes.
And it's quite topical because we just heard Bust a Move Yeah by Young MC.
Mm-hmm.
One of his many songs that went off. Nah, just that one. And in verse 4, he explains it going, your best friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's going to marry. Hoping you can make it there because if you can, because in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. You don't even know the guy. You're like, he's your brother's best mate and he's inviting you to be the best man. That's a ridiculous turn of events, guys. You get your best mate to be your best man, not his brother. What's that about?
Power play.
It's amazing. That's what it is.
No. 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 No.
I just pressed the button.
No. It's not amazing, Byron. Incorrect.
Oh, sorry. I meant to press this. Sorry.
It's sort of interesting.
Got a step further, but 13 10 60, this is the time of the week. We love it. It's the end of the Friday show and we hear your amazing stories. Now, you may have spent all week thinking about this, going, I've got to get through on Friday. We love it. And because we look at it as a service for you. So when you think you've got a great story and you're going to head out on a big weekend, you're going to hang out with your mates at maybe weddings, social functions, Fev's got a wedding this afternoon, run the story by us,
yep,
and we'll critique it for you.
Sometimes
we can often help you add a twist at the end.
Yeah, a little bit of pepper on the top of it. So 131060 is the number. Maybe you've got another story which recites lyrics from an R&B banger from the 90s. I mean, anything can possibly work.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Get ready, judges. We've got plenty of calls. They are ready to go. They're ready to tell their amazing stories. But will the stories be as amazing as they think they are?
Oh, that is the question. Now, we've got Lenny from Mernda. Hi, Lenny.
Hello.
Lenny, happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, guys.
Lenny, now, hit us up with your amazing story.
Okay, remember a couple of weeks ago when you were playing Ed Sheeran's album the first time it came out?
Yeah.
Well, my sister and I were at work, hadn't spoken to each other, but at exactly the same time, at 9:04, emailed each other exactly the same thing about how amazing Ed Sheeran's album was.
Okay, let's have a sit on that
was
one, guys.
Was it, out of interest, Lenny, was it word per, like, exactly the same words, or just went...
I emailed her and said, make sure you're listening, because his album is amazing, and she emailed me the same thing saying, oh my God, his album is amazing, make sure you're listening.
Okay, guys, so wow. There's some body language from Fev that was suggested.
There's a lot, look. It's good. It is good, Fev. What do you think?
You're the judge.
I think this is the one, Fev. It's mildly
amusing. I actually thought it was pretty good, Lenny.
How long have you spoken to each other, Lenny?
Oh, no, we hadn't spoken to each other that day.
Oh, just that day. See,
come on, that's not
amazing. That extra detail actually put your story down.
Like if you said, I'd never actually met my sister before and just randomly emailed
someone. I did.
What
Lenny,
a coinkity.
I actually did like it. The frequency of how often you talk to somebody did actually factor into our assessment
very
of it.
Very popular album as well. Very popular album.
Trong from St Kilda. Hi, Trong.
Good morning, Fifi, Dave, Bev and Greg.
Hey!
That's interesting!
Trong, welcome to the show. The boys are already a big fan of yours now. So that's good. Butter us up now. What's your amazing story?
So last year my sister was due to give birth and a few months before that I had a dream. So in my dream my sister gave me a phone call and she said, oh, I'm going to labour now on the 25th of January. And on the 26th she gave birth. So I messaged her when I woke up, told her that. And behold, last year she gave birth on the same day and in labour the same day as well.
And you, wow. Okay, Trong, can I just go back? When you had the dream, was she pregnant?
Yep.
So how, okay. You could have done them. No, I like it.
Yeah, and you could have just had a twist. And it was Australia Day as well, 26.
There was that on it. Are you intimidated there's another clairvoyant in the room, Fee?
It's a good story.
It's an amazing story.
I would remind Trong, though, that I press the buttons. It's a little
bit.
Greg again.
Oh. You had an amazing story, Trong. It's just you offended Byron.
Geez, Greg's heavy-handed, isn't he?
Rebecca in Geelong. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you too.
A few weeks ago, I was watching a live feed of the Logan premiere, and I asked them to get Hugh to say hello to me, and he did.
What?
So who did you ask to say hello?
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
But who did you ask to get Hugh to say hello to you?
It was with Loot Crate Facebook live feed.
Oh, so you, on a Facebook live feed, you went, can Hugh say hi to me? And then Hugh did.
Okay, so that's a shout out on a Facebook live feed from someone who was being paid to be at an event.
Fair, you're mates with Hugh, eh?
Essentially, Beck asked Hugh to say hello and he did. It's a little
bitch. It is, though, isn't it? I mean
I've arm wrestled him.
It's great to say
amazing.
Hugh Jackman said hello to you, though. That's fantastic.
Amazing celebrity.
It's more fantastic than amazing. There we go. I think that's, we just have to change our vernacular.
I reckon he said hello to a lot of other people on that Facebook Live as well.
Beck, I liked it. Peter from Ringwood. I like it. Peter from Ringwood. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Pete. What's your amazing story?
Well, I went to a wedding about a year ago, and you know how they've all got the, you know, your names on your seats of where everyone's going to sit?
Yeah.
So my name's Peter Rodwell, and I go to my seat, one name says Peter, and the other one across says Rodwell.
So there was a guy there whose name was actually Rodwell, and he was sitting across from you?
a guy called Rodwell. He was sitting right across from me.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Rodwell? Rodwell?
Yeah. That's amazing. Well done, Rodwell.
Rodwell, come here, boy.
Because you don't bump into many Rodwells.
Imagine if Rodwell's last name was Peter.
Yeah.
Then that'd be phenomenal. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
The name is amazing in its own right. You might remember early in the show, actually, we're going to take a song first.
Oh, let's do it now.
We'll do it now.
Earlier in the show, we were playing Alpha Bucks. Now, we had the gorgeous Sue from Monturna, and she wanted the $10,000. She wanted to win it because she wanted to get herself an air conditioner. And then Fev, she didn't win. She won $300, which was a great result.
And Sue was very nervous and needs some aircon and some heat in her house, obviously coming into winter. And I thought, well, why not we not get her one? And Stanners, who is our runner down at Melton South, works for a company that sells them. So I thought I'd get Stanners on the line. Are you there, Stanners?
I am, Fev.
And Stanners has come to the rescue. So do you want to just, you know, off you go, Stanners. What are you going to do for old Sue?
Yeah, well, we're happy to help out people in need, mate. We're a local family business in Melton. My father owns the business, been in the business for over 40 years. And we've got three branches throughout Melbourne. So if we can help someone out, we're prepared to do that, mate.
Stanis, and what's it called,
Stanis? What's the business called?
Specialised Heating and Cooling.
Supporting local business.
Should we give Sue a call? We can actually give her a call. Sue. Okay, so put Stanis on hold. Now I'll call Sue and we'll give her the good news. This is good work, Fev. Here we go. Hopefully she answers. Turn your radio down, Sue. That would be a brilliant start.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Really well, Sue. Hey, Fev's got something to tell you.
Well, I've got a mate on the line who is our runner at Melton South, who I'm coaching this year. And yes. Stanis has got some news for you, Sue.
Oh, you're joking.
Yes, Sue. Darren from our Specialised Heating and Cooling.
Hi.
Yeah, Fev gave us a call and explain the situation, we'd be happy to assist you in some air conditioning.
Oh, yes.
I can get all your details off air and I can obviously get one of my reps out or myself can come out on site and do a measure up and we can work out what you're after and try and help you out from there.
Oh, you're joking, aren't you?
No, it's not, Sue.
Oh, thank you so much.
How's that for a great start to the weekend?
Oh, that's a beautiful start to the weekend. Thank you.
Stanis, you're a great bloke. Thank you so much for doing that. And Sue, well done. I mean, this is great news for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, Fifi. Thanks, Fox. Oh, I can't believe it.
Mainly Fev. Fev was pretty involved. Fev didn't really do anything. But that's...
Thanks, Fev.
Oh, that's all right, Sue.
Her pleasure. Okay.
That's what we do at the Fox. We make people happy.
Yes.
There we go.
Well
it's only 300 bucks.
Good
stuff. Have a great weekend.
Fifi.